Our service is a little bit different since we're going to have a wedding after the message this evening, and we're going to have the message both in English and in Spanish, the Lord willing. So those who may be joining in by means of the streaming, buenas noches, good evening. We're happy to have you with us, and the Lord willing, the service won't last any longer. Let me put you at ease about that. But it will be in English, and then Austin is going to translate into Spanish. Well, let's begin our service tonight reading from God's Word, Ephesians chapter 5. We'll read this passage of Scripture, and this is the text that I would like to speak to us from this evening, Ephesians chapter 5, and beginning with verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. May the Lord bless his word to all of us here tonight. Now let's sing this hymn, The Church is One Foundation, and as we sing, pay close attention to the words, The Church is One Foundation, number 186.
Earth.
Let us bow our heads together in prayer. Our Father, we come before Thee this evening with thanksgiving and praise that we may gather together to worship Thee. And Father, we are so thankful tonight for our church family, for the brothers and sisters in Christ with whom we can join and sing these praises and Lord, study Thy Word. And we do pray that You will bless this service for Your glory, for Your honor. We ask, Lord, that the gospel may be proclaimed in clarity and, Father, with power of God the Holy Spirit. And also, Father, we think of Eric and Elizabeth tonight, and we pray especially for them, for Your richest blessings upon them as they join their lives tonight in marriage. We pray that You will watch over them, guard them, keep them, and use them, Father, in Thy service. We thank Thee so much for both of them. And Lord, we pray that You will bless those that join with us tonight by means of the streaming. We ask that You will bless Your word as it goes out here and in every place where Your people gather tonight. For all of these things, I ask in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen. Amen. Now let's turn to hymn number 452. Number 452, My Savior's Love.
We'll sing the first, second, fourth, and fifth, okay? First, second, fourth, and fifth.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, He prayed not my will but Thine. He had no tears for His own priest, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows, He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory His face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the
Elizabeth asked that this hymn be sung at this time. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. So Cindy, if you will, and she invited Cindy to sing the hymn, so we enjoy this hymn a great deal that speaks of the faithfulness of our God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Great is thy faithfulness. He's a faithful God, isn't he? Amen. Okay. Austin, if you will, come. In this passage,
en este pasaje,
we read in Ephesians chapter 5,
leímos en Efesios capítulo 5,
the Apostle Paul,
el apóstol Pablo,
is giving the role,
está dando el lugar del esposo,
and
y
the esposa.
Y la esposa.
Okay. Don't let me mess you up. Okay. He's given the roles of the husband and wife.
Está dando el lugar en el que está el esposo y la esposa.
But Christian husbands and Christian wives.
Pero esposos y esposas cristianos.
Those of the world.
Esos que son parte del mundo.
They will not agree with this.
Ellos no van a estar de acuerdo con lo que vamos a ver hoy.
But God's children.
Pero los hijos de Dios.
Recognize that God's way.
Reconocen que la manera en que Dios.
Is the best.
La manera que Dios puso es la mejor manera.
It's from the beginning of creation.
Es desde la creación del mundo.
The husband is the head of the wife.
El esposo es la cabeza de la esposa.
And the wife is to reverence her husband.
Y la esposa ha de respetar al esposo.
But I want you to notice.
Pero quiero que noten.
In verse 31.
En versículo número 31.
He speaks of the husband and the wife as being one.
La palabra de Dios habla acerca del esposo y la esposa siendo una sola carne.
Man and wife are united in marriage.
El hombre y la mujer son unidos en matrimonio.
They're no longer before God two.
Y ya no son dos.
But they're one.
Más uno.
There's a union.
Hay una unión.
And it's a picture.
Y es una figura.
It's a picture of the union.
Es una figura de la unión.
Which exists between Christ.
Que existe entre Cristo.
And his church.
Y su iglesia.
You notice in verse 32.
Noten en versículo número 32.
The apostle says this is a great mystery.
Dice el apóstol, esto es un gran misterio.
A mystery in the scripture.
Un misterio en las escrituras.
Is something that had to be revealed.
Es algo que tenía que ser revelado.
It's not like reading a mystery story, a novel.
No es como leer un cuento de misterio, es un libro.
It's a mystery in the sense.
Es un misterio en el sentido.
That the natural man.
Que el hombre natural, el hombre carnal.
Would have never understood this.
No puede entender esto.
It had to be revealed by God.
Tiene que ser algo revelado por Dios.
And Paul says.
Y Pablo dice.
That the picture.
Que la figura.
Between husband and wife.
Que nos da el esposo y la esposa, la unión entre ellos.
Is the picture of the union which exists.
Es una figura de la unión que existe.
Between Christ.
Entre Cristo.
And his church.
Y su iglesia.
When I speak of the church,
yo cuando hablo de la iglesia,
I'm not talking about a building.
No me refiero a un edificio.
This building,
este edificio,
is where the church meets.
Es donde la iglesia se reúne.
I'm not talking about a denomination.
No estoy tampoco hablando de ninguna denominación.
I'm not talking about Baptist.
No estoy hablando de los bautistas.
Catholics.
De los católicos.
Presbyterians.
Los presbiterianos.
Methodists.
Metodistas.
The church.
La iglesia.
Is made up of every one who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ.
La iglesia está compuesta de todos los creyentes, de todos los que creen en el Señor Jesucristo.
Those who have been born again.
Todos los que han sido nacidos de nuevo.
By the Spirit of God.
Por el Espíritu de Dios.
And baptized spiritually into the body of Christ.
Y bautizados espiritualmente en el cuerpo de Cristo.
And this is a mystery.
Y esto es un misterio.
But the child of God,
pero el hijo de Dios,
and the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ,
y el hijo de Dios,
we are one.
Somos uno.
We're one. There are several pictures.
Hay varias figuras en las escrituras.
One picture,
una figura,
is of the body.
Es la del cuerpo.
The physical body.
El cuerpo que tenemos aquí.
Our body has one head.
Nuestro cuerpo tiene una cabeza.
But many members.
Pero varios miembros.
So the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Así que también la iglesia del Señor Jesucristo.
Has one head.
Tiene una cabeza.
Christ is the head.
El Señor Jesucristo es la cabeza.
And every child of God.
Y todos los hijos de Dios.
We're members of his body.
Somos miembros de su cuerpo.
It's pictured by the shepherd and his sheep.
Esto es también figurado por el pastor y las ovejas.
Christ is the good shepherd.
El Señor es el buen pastor.
Who gave his life for the sheep.
Que dio su vida por sus ovejas.
The sheep.
Las ovejas.
Are those who trust in Christ.
Son los que creen en Cristo.
The church is also pictured by the branch and the vine.
La iglesia es también figurada por la vid y los pámpanos.
Christ said, I am the vine.
Cristo dijo, yo soy la vid.
You are the branches.
Vosotros los pámpanos.
We recognize.
Nosotros reconocemos.
The life.
Que la vida.
Is in the vine.
Está en la vid.
And gives life to the branches.
Y da vida a los pámpanos.
The branches have no life.
Los pámpanos no tienen vida.
If they're not in union.
Si no están unidos.
With the vine.
A la vid.
So that too is a picture.
Eso también es una figura.
But tonight,
pero hoy en esta noche,
we're looking at this picture.
Queremos ver esta figura.
The union which exists,
la unión que existe,
between Christ the husband,
entre Cristo el esposo,
the church,
y la iglesia,
his bride,
su esposa.
All of these are beautiful pictures.
Todos estos son figuras hermosas que tenemos.
And they all point to the same thing.
Y todos enseñan la misma verdad.
Christ is the way.
Cristo es el camino.
Christ is the only way.
Cristo es el único camino.
No one comes unto the Father.
Nadie viene al Padre.
But by Jesus Christ.
Sino por el Señor Jesucristo.
He's the way.
Él es el camino.
He's the truth.
Él es la verdad.
And yes, he's the life.
Y él es la vida.
There is no life.
No hay vida espiritual.
Apart from Christ.
Aparte de Cristo.
Now there are four things.
Ahora hay cuatro cosas.
That I want to mention.
Que quiero que veamos.
That I see in this passage about Christ and his church, the bride.
Cuatro cosas que quiero que veamos en este texto acerca de Cristo y su esposa.
First, in verse 25,
primero en versículo 25,
the last part of the verse,
la última parte del versículo,
Christ also loved the church.
Así como Cristo amó a la iglesia.
Christ the husband,
Cristo el esposo,
loved his bride,
amó a la iglesia, su esposa,
the church. Do you ask, why is this written in the past tense? Christ loved the church.
¿Te has preguntado por qué este versículo dice, así como Cristo amó, en lo tenemos en pasado, Cristo amó a la iglesia?
Why is this not written in the present? Christ loves the church.
¿Por qué no está escrito, Cristo ama a la iglesia?
It is true,
es cierto,
that Christ loves his church,
que Cristo ama a su iglesia,
present tense,
en tiempo presente.
But it's also true,
pero también es cierto,
that Christ has always loved his bride,
que Cristo ha siempre amado a su esposa.
His love for his bride,
el amor para su esposa,
is not of yesterday,
no es de ayer.
His love for his church,
el amor por su iglesia,
is everlasting.
Es eterno.
It's eternal.
Es eternal.
Before there ever was a sun to shine in the sky,
antes de que existiera el sol,
Christ loved his church.
Cristo amó a su iglesia.
If you look back to first chapter of Ephesians,
si quieren ver aquí en Efesios capítulo 1,
beginning with verse 3,
comenzando con versículo número 3,
blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Bendito sea el Dios y Padre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
Que nos bendijo con toda bendición espiritual.
In heavenly places in Christ.
En los lugares celestiales en Cristo.
According as he hath chosen us.
Según nos escogió.
Before the foundation of the world.
En él, antes de la fundación del mundo,
that we should be holy and without blame,
para que fuésemos santos y sin mancha,
before him,
delante de él,
in love,
en amor,
having predestinated us
habiéndonos predestinado
unto the adoption of children
para ser adoptados hijos suyos
by Jesus Christ to himself.
Por medio de Cristo Jesús.
Now listen.
Ahora escuchen.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Esta, lean esta parte. Según el puro afecto de su voluntad.
Christ, his love is uncaused.
El amor de Cristo hacia su iglesia no tiene causa.
He didn't look down through the ages.
Él no miró por así decirlo, en el futuro, por el tiempo.
To see who would choose him.
Para ver quién creería en él o quién escogería él.
No, no.
No, no.
According to the word of God.
Según la palabra de Dios.
Before the foundation of the world,
antes de la fundación del mundo,
he loved his people,
él amó a su pueblo,
and chose them,
y los escogió,
and predestinated
y los
them
predestinó
to be conformed
a ser conformes
to the image of his son.
A su imagen, a la imagen de su hijo.
In the prophet Jeremiah,
en el profeta Jeremías,
the scripture says, yea,
en las escrituras dice,
I have loved thee
te he amado
with an everlasting love.
Con amor eterno.
His love is everlasting.
Su amor es eterno.
And his love is free.
Y es gratuito.
You can't do anything. Man cannot do anything.
El hombre por naturaleza no puede hacer nada.
To cause God to love them.
Para así, por así decirlo, causar a Dios que lo amen.
God, his love is free.
El amor de Dios es gratuito, es sin causa.
The Apostle John says,
el apóstol Juan dijo,
we,
nosotros,
speaking of himself,
hablando acerca de sí mismo,
and other believers,
y de todos otros creyentes,
we love him,
nosotros le amamos a él,
because,
porque,
he first loved us.
Él nos amó primero.
Christ loved the church.
Cristo amó a la iglesia.
Husbands, love your wives.
Esposos, amen a sus esposas.
Number two.
Número dos.
Christ the husband.
Cristo el esposo.
Gave himself for his bride, the church.
Se entregó a sí mismo por ella.
His bride.
Su esposa.
His church.
Su iglesia.
We were all represented in Adam.
Todos fuimos representados en Adán.
The first man.
El primer hombre.
And when he disobeyed God,
y cuando él desobedeció a Dios,
all men fell in him.
Todos los hombres cayeron en él, cayeron en pecado.
For by one man,
por un hombre,
sin entered into the world.
Pecado entró al mundo.
And death by sin.
Y muerte por pecado.
Adam represented
Adán representó
all men,
a todos los hombres,
including the bride of Christ,
incluyendo a la esposa de Cristo.
Christ,
Cristo,
represents
representa
not all men,
no a todos los hombres,
but all of his chosen,
pero todos sus escogidos.
We were plunged into sin.
Todos caímos en pecado.
God's justice,
la justicia de Dios,
demanded satisfaction.
Demanda satisfacción.
Payment had to be made.
Pago tenía que ser hecho por nuestros pecados.
His bride that he loved,
la esposa que él ama,
fell in Adam.
Cayó en Adán.
Became sinful.
Se convirtió pecaminoso.
And God's justice,
y la justicia de Dios,
demanded,
demanda
satisfacción.
Who can pay that? ¿Quién puede pagar?
We cannot pay that debt.
Nosotros no podemos pagar esa deuda.
We're bankrupt.
Nosotros estamos en bancarrota.
We're sinners.
Somos pecadores.
Sinners by nature.
Somos pecadores por naturaleza.
By choice.
Por elección.
By practice.
Por práctica.
We can't pay that debt.
Nosotros no podemos pagar esta deuda.
This is the good news.
Estas son las buenas noticias.
The gospel.
El evangelio.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesucristo.
God's eternal Son.
El Hijo eterno de Dios.
Became flesh.
Se hizo carne.
came into this world
vino a este mundo
to pay the debt,
para pagar la deuda,
the sin debt,
la deuda de pecado,
of his bride,
de su esposa,
and to satisfy
y para satisfacer
God's strict and holy justice.
La justicia perfecta de Dios.
The scriptures tell us,
las escrituras nos dicen,
he who knew no sin,
el que no conoció pecado,
that's Christ.
Este es Cristo.
He was born without sin.
Nació sin pecado.
He never sinned.
Nunca pecó.
Not in thought or word or deed.
No pecó ni en pensamiento ni en acto.
And yet he was made to be sin.
Pero por nosotros lo hizo pecado.
How was he made to be sin?
¿Cómo es que en este versículo leemos que fue hecho pecado? Dios lo hizo pecado.
The Bible is very clear.
Las escrituras son muy claras.
God took the sins of his chosen people.
Dios tomó los pecados de su pueblo elegido.
And charged them.
Y los cargó.
To Christ's account.
A la cuenta de Cristo.
He became legally liable.
Él se convirtió legalmente responsable.
For the sins of his bride.
Por los pecados de su esposa.
That we might be made,
para que nosotros fuésemos hechos,
the righteousness of God in him,
la justicia de Dios en él.
We sang a hymn just a few minutes ago.
Hace poco cantamos una canción.
I stand amazed.
Yo estoy en maravilla.
And if you know Christ tonight, don't you stand amazed?
Y si usted conoce a Cristo, ¿no estás también maravillado?
In the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
En la presencia de Jesús de Nazaret.
That he would love me.
Que él me amaría a mí.
A sinner.
Un pecador.
Condemned, unclean.
Condenado y impío.
And one of those verses said.
Y uno de esos versículos decía.
He took my sins and my sorrows,
que tomó mis pecados,
and made them,
y los hizo,
his very own,
suyos propios,
and bore the burden,
y él cargó la, cargó los pecados,
to Calvary,
al
the cross of Calvary,
a la cruz del Calvario,
and suffered,
y sufrió,
and died,
y murió,
alone.
Y murió solo.
When he said, my God, my God.
Cuando él dijo, mi Dios,
why hast thou forsaken me?
¿Por qué me has desamparado?
That's what all of us deserve.
Eso es lo que nosotros merecemos.
To be separated from God for all eternity.
Ser separados por Dios por toda la eternidad.
But Christ experienced.
Pero Cristo experimentó.
He suffered.
Él sufrió.
The sin, the hell.
Él sufrió la
el infierno.
El infierno.
El infierno.
El infierno por nosotros.
Por nosotros, sí. Nosotros, this is what we deserve.
Eso es lo que nosotros merecemos.
For our sin.
Por nuestros pecados.
We've sinned against God.
Hemos pecado contra Dios.
People say,
la gente dice,
why are you excited?
¿Por qué estás tan emocionado? ¿Por qué alzas la voz?
This is the best news.
Esta es la mejor noticia.
That this world has ever received.
Que este mundo jamás haya recibido.
That God so loved the world.
Que Dios amó al mundo de tal manera.
That he gave his only begotten
que
son.
Que dio su único hijo, su hijo unigénito.
That whosoever believeth in him
que todo aquel que cree en él
should not perish,
no perezca,
but have life eternal.
Mas tenga vida eterna.
Number three.
Número tres.
Christ the husband sanctifies and cleanses his bride, the church. That's what we see in verse 26.
Cristo el esposo santifica y purifica a su esposa.
The word sanctifies.
La palabra aquí santificar o santificarla.
It means separate.
Significa separar.
He separates his church.
Él separa a su iglesia.
From the world.
Del mundo.
Through the gospel.
Por medio del evangelio.
The word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
God has chosen.
Dios ha escogido.
By the foolishness of preaching.
Por el predicar el evangelio.
Preaching is foolish to those who perish.
Para los que se pierden, predicar es no tiene sentido.
But for those that are saved,
pero para los que creen,
it's the power of God,
es el poder de Dios,
and wisdom of God,
y la sabiduría de Dios.
He separates.
Él nos separa.
Somewhere between the cradle,
nos separa en un tiempo desde tal vez el nacimiento,
to the graveyard,
hasta la muerte.
God crosses the path.
Dios cruza nuestro camino.
Of all of His chosen people.
Dios cruza el camino de todo su pueblo elegido.
And they hear.
Y ellos oyen.
Hearing is a gift from God.
El oír es don de Dios.
Not hearing just with these physical ears.
No solamente oír con estas orejas carnales.
But hearing with the soul, the heart.
Pero el oír con el corazón, oír con el hombre por dentro.
Christ said, "My sheep."
Cristo dijo, "Mis ovejas."
Hear my voice.
Oyen mi voz.
Many times.
Muchas veces.
In a service just like this.
En un servicio como la de esta noche.
When the gospel is preached.
Cuando el evangelio es predicado.
Someone hears the voice of God.
Alguien oye la voz de Dios.
Not literally.
No literalmente.
But in hearing the voice of the preacher.
Pero al oír la voz del predicador.
Someone says.
Alguien dice.
He's talking to me.
Él está hablándome a mí.
Christ is talking to me.
Cristo me está hablando a mí.
He said, "Sinner."
Dice, pecador.
And that's who I am.
Y ese soy yo.
And they hear the voice. Come unto me.
Y escuchan la voz. Venid a mí.
And live.
Y vive.
Yes, he separates, he cleanses, he sanctifies and cleanses his church, his bride.
Él los separa, él los santifica y los purifica.
We have a beautiful picture of this in Ezekiel.
Tenemos una figura hermosa de esto en Ezequiel.
The picture is of a baby, just born.
La figura es de un bebé recién nacido.
Cast out.
Que fue tirado, echado.
Cast out into the field.
Echado fuera en el campo.
Unwashed.
No lavado.
No, not salted.
No limpiado.
And not loved.
No amado.
Just cast out.
Echado fuera en el campo.
But then God passes by.
Pero en ese entonces pasa Dios.
Verse 8.
Versículo número 8, capítulo 16.
Now when I passed by thee,
y pasé yo otra vez junto a ti,
and looked upon thee,
y te miré,
it was a time of love.
Y he aquí que tu tiempo era tiempo de amores.
And I spread my skirt over thee,
y extendí mi manto sobre ti,
and covered thee,
y cubrí,
covered thy nakedness,
y cubrí tu desnudez.
Yea, I swore unto thee,
y te di juramento,
saith the Lord God,
y entré en pacto contigo,
live,
dice Jehová el Señor, y fuiste mía.
Live. When he passed by, he said, live.
Cuando él pasó, dijo, vive.
And thou became mine. He sanctifies and cleanses.
Y dice Jehová el Señor, y fuiste mía. Él santifica y purifica.
We sing a hymn.
Nosotros cantamos una canción.
What can wash away my sins?
¿Qué puede lavar nuestros pecados?
Nothing.
Nada.
But the blood of Jesus.
Nada más y nada menos que la sangre del Señor Jesucristo.
Can you get a hold of that?
¿Puedes entender, apreciar esta verdad?
Can you see yourself?
¿Te puedes ver a ti mismo?
By nature,
por naturaleza,
as you came into this world,
como veniste, entraste en este mundo,
as I came into this
como
world,
yo entré en este mundo,
all men come into this
como
world,
todos entran en este mundo,
covered with filth,
llenos de pecado,
sin,
pecado.
What's going to wash it away?
¿Qué nos puede lavar? nuestros pecados.
How are we going to be cleansed?
¿Cómo podemos ser purificados?
God opened a fountain.
Dios abrió una fuente.
And that fountain,
y esa fuente,
as the hymn writer said,
como nos dice en el himno,
is filled with the blood of Jesus.
Está lleno de la sangre del Señor Jesucristo.
And sinners
y pecadores
plunge beneath that flood,
que se lavan en esa fuente,
lose all their guilty sin.
Son limpiados de toda su maldad.
The fourth and last thing.
La cuarta cosa, y para terminar,
Christ, the husband,
Cristo, el esposo,
has a glorious future.
Tiene un futuro glorioso
for his bride, the church.
Para su esposa, la iglesia.
Verse 27.
Versículo número 27.
That he might present it to himself.
A fin de presentársela a sí mismo.
A glorious church.
Una iglesia gloriosa.
Not having spot.
Que no tuviese mancha.
Or wrinkle.
Ni arruga.
Or any such thing.
Ni cosa semejante.
But that it should be holy.
Sino que fuese santa.
And without blemish.
Y sin mancha.
For whom he did foreknow.
Por aquel que, porque a los que antes conoció.
He also did predestinate.
También los predestinó.
To be conformed.
Para que fuesen hechos.
To the image of his son.
Conformes a la imagen de su hijo.
To be like Christ.
Para que sean como Cristo.
That means.
Eso significa.
To be without spot or wrinkle.
Que sean sin mancha y sin arruga.
Or any such thing.
O alguna cosa semejante.
That's a wonderful day, a wonderful future for all of God's people.
Ese es un futuro maravilloso para todo su pueblo.
I looked at that word, wrinkle.
Esa palabra la busqué, arruga.
When you hold a little baby, a newborn baby,
cuando tienes un bebé, un recién nacido,
their skin is so soft.
La piel de un recién nacido es muy suave.
So beautiful.
Es liso, es bello.
But as we get older and older,
pero con los años,
those wrinkles start to appear.
Esas arrugas empiezan a aparecer.
How much money is spent?
¿Cuánto dinero es gastado
in our country
en nuestro país
trying to hide or take away wrinkles?
Intentando de arreglar o remover esas arrugas.
What Christ has for his church,
lo que Cristo tiene para su iglesia,
is a marvelous future.
Es un futuro maravilloso.
To be with him,
de estar con él,
without sin,
sin pecado,
without sickness,
sin enfermedad,
without growing old,
sin envejecer,
but to be with him forever.
Pero para estar con él para siempre.
Nothing could be better.
No hay nada mejor que eso.
Nothing.
Nada.
I pray that the Lord would bless this word to all of us here tonight.
Esta palabra esta noche.
I appreciate you, Austin. That wasn't easy, I know. Eric and Eric, if you both will stand here in the front. Your bride is going to be coming this way shortly. No need to be nervous. Get used to this. That's part of marriage. Everyone except my wife. may be seated. This is a very happy occasion for all of us, but especially for Eric and Elizabeth. And I know they have made this a matter of prayer, and they have been dating for several years and believe this is the Lord's will for them, and we're so happy for both of you. Every man needs a good wife. I assure you of that. Okay. If you will, Eric, will you have Elizabeth to be your wedded wife, to live together under God's direction in marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep yourself only unto her so long as you both shall live? I do. Elizabeth, will you have Eric to be your wedded husband, to live under God's direction in marriage? Will you love, honor, obey him, and keep him in sickness and in health, and in forsaking all others, keep yourself only unto him so long as you both shall live?
I do.
Now, I'm going to ask Eric if you will first repeat after me. I, Eric, take you, Elizabeth, to be my wedded wife, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part. I promise you my love and faithfulness. Elizabeth, now, if you will, repeat. I, Elizabeth, take you, Eric, to be my wedded husband,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish, and to obey till death do us part. I promise you my love and faithfulness. And I understand there's going to be the exchange of rings, Eric. And the reason the ring is exchanged is because it is to show, as a ring, you can't tell where it begins or ends. And our love for our wife and our love for our husband is to be forever, from this day forward, forever. Eric, please place the ring on Elizabeth's finger and repeat. With this ring I thee wed.
With this ring I thee wed.
There we go. And Elizabeth, will you place the ring on Eric's finger and repeat. With this ring I thee wed. By the authority of the state of Texas, I pronounce you man and wife, and you may now kiss your bride. Amen. And I present to the church for the first time Mr. and Mrs. Eric Ramirez. If you want to go out that door, and if it's not raining. Sing a couple of hymns, and when we stand to sing this first hymn. The ladies, if you would like to go to the back, they sent me word.